When I was 17, there was a boy I knew in school. He was high in mathematics, but pretty low in cool. He followed me and pestered me, asking for a date. I tried hard to avoid him, but couldn't totally escape. After several months of this, I finally relented and said that he could take me out, but only as a friend. I wasn't optimistic, expectations were not high. So when he pulled up to my house, man, was I surprised. He had the coolest car I ever saw. It was long, it was low, and I pondered it with awe. He had a two-tone paint job, without a single flaw. It was the coolest car I ever saw. We necked a little, fought a little, you know how kids are. Mostly we spent tons of time riding in that car. He was in the driver's seat and I was on the right. That car was like a world to us through those summer nights. I learned that he was more than math and science fair successes. He learned that I was more than just perfume and pretty dresses. So when he said, please marry me, I said yes with a blush. But it was half because I loved him, and the other half because he had the coolest car I ever saw. It was long, it was low, and I pondered it with awe. It had bends and it had hubcaps. That ride, it had it all. It was the coolest car I ever saw. He had the coolest car I ever saw. It was long, it was low, and I pondered it with awe. It had a two-tone paint job. Without a single flaw, it was the coolest car I ever saw. He had the coolest car I ever saw. It was long, it was low, and I pondered it with awe.